punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Welcome to the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, all hour today on Wednesdays. Let's check out some of the weather. The forecast has changed this morning, as it kind of looked like it was coming last night. But currently at Lipscomb, it is 29. Also at Canadian, it's 29. Miami, you're 30. Dozier, you're 31. Wellington's 31. Childress is 30. Oh, down there south of Altus, Odell, 29 degrees. Let's see what's happening over here on the Oklahoma side. And get back over there. There we go. Currently here at Elk City, it is 32 degrees, right at freezing. 30 at Hollis, 31 at Hobart, 30 at Weatherford, 29 at Sealing, 28 at Freedom, 29 at Buffalo, and 33 degrees at Slopout. How about that? I'll have your long range forecast coming up for you later on in the show. Looks like the, they said south of I-40 was going to be where the sleet, wintry mix, whatever's going to happen. It looks like it's all going to be east and south of us now, according to the just updated weather map here just a few minutes ago. So southwestern Oklahoma, you're not getting nothing out of this deal, by the way. The Today in Ag text line is open at 580-225-9697. Also, I wanted to tell you that I posted on KCO's Facebook page. If you guys want to get on there and check out control your wrap on the back of your pickup tip of the day, my neighbor down there west of Willow, Jill DeRosia, the Johnny on the spot ad lady here on Mickey Lively's deal. She sent a picture in the day before, and I had her send it in again yesterday. It's pretty easy, pretty common. It works really good if you don't have a cake box on the back, which a lot of people don't. So anyway, check it out on Facebook and share it with other people, and let's do a little better job in taking care of our feed sacks and our hay wrap. I did get a text in from somebody from a county yesterday, and that net wrap is really hard on equipment. They can't see it if the grass is growed up and all that stuff, and gets wrapped around those bearings and stuff, whether it's on the wheels on your shredder or underneath there on your blades, or even gets wrapped around, they're all front wheel assist, gets wrapped around the front wheel there, which you can see and stop, but you have to stop, cut it out. Just costing people money to have to do that. So be a gentleman and a lady, and you see wrap along the roads, I know I do it, and I have friends that pick it up, and I'm not saying I've never not been guilty of losing hay wrap. I'm sorry, I probably have, because I didn't secure it very good, but it just seems like this year is just ridiculous what the side of the county roads and stuff look out there. So anyway, get out there and check out Jill's tip for controlling your wrap. Pretty good deal. We got all kinds of things going on all week, all the way through Monday. Tomorrow, I believe that Jancy and Jill is going to be in the studio with me tomorrow. So our seniors here at Elk City and Merritt that come in the show and help out, they'll be here tomorrow. Friday's busy. Segment 2, Lieutenant James Edwards from the Oklahoma Wildlife Department, game warden here in Beckham County, is going to be on to talk about one of the state laws of disposing carcasses or anything else on the side of the road, like dead coyotes or deer, bones, stuff like that. He's going to talk about that, and he's going to give us the harvest numbers from 2022-23 deer season. And then third and fourth segment, Greg Hartman's going to be on from the LSU Extension Office here in Beckham County, and he's going to talk about this four-county alfalfa meeting coming up, I'm sure. And also, it's the You know, it's not that far away to be thinking about your garden. So we're going to start talking more about gardens coming up, because I know I'm getting ready and I'm going to help a friend of mine out there in Roger Mills County do their garden this year. So it's going to be fun. And then Monday, Greg McManus, originally from Buffalo, Oklahoma. He's a state climatologist and runs the Oklahoma Mesonet. He's going to be on. We're going to talk about his thoughts on the La Nina. Is it still going to be here, or is the L coming back? So anyway, we got a busy week coming up on Today in Ag. So let's get started. It is the Taylor Ranch Happy Cap Hour, as I said earlier. An excellent steak leaves a lasting impression. A steak that is full of flavor, has juiciness, and is tender as an eating experience so good it can still be remembered years later. Whether you would like to relive the mouth-watering event or experience it for the first time, Taylor Ranch can help with that. They work every day to create that tremendous eating experience by selecting genetics that enhance the marbling, ribeye, and tenderness of every calf. They develop every animal as if it were going to be served at their own table. That's Taylor Ranch. Their beef is available in quarters, halves, or whole. Third-party verified, all natural, and hormone-free also available. Call Mr. Jimmy Taylor at 405-609-4662. 405-609-4662. And I'll have the Jimmy's bull and sale calendar, a female sale calendar, is filling up weekly in the Penny News. And I've got a couple of the bull sales I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to start talking about two a day now. And lots of good bull sales coming up. And we'll talk about a few of them later on. First, let's see what happened overnight in the grains, or actually just in the ag world. How about that? Grains and soybeans were a little changed in overnight trading as investors weigh improving weather in South America against strong demand for U.S. supplies. Crop weather in parts of Argentina have improved dramatically in recent days amidst the rainfall in areas that desperately needed the precipitation. Rain is expected in several states this week in Argentina, said Don Kinley, an agriculture meteorologist for Maxar. Rains over the next few days will further improve moisture in a lot of those states. Dryness will build again in the 6 to 10 day period. While the weather has been much better for growers in Argentina, the extent of damage to crops from months of drought has taken its toll, underpinning prices overnight. However, are signs of a strong demand for U.S. supplies. The USDA on Monday announced the sale of 112,000 metric tons of corn to Japan for delivery in the current marketing year that ends August 31st. Export sales announcements were made each day last week, indicating strong demand for U.S. ag products. Corn futures for March delivery lost 2 pennies to 676 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Wheat futures for March delivery on the Chicago Board of Trade were down 1¾ cents to 759.5 cents a bushel, while Kansas City futures lost 2¼ to 876.5 a bushel. Soybean futures rose 1 penny to 1539 a bushel. Soy meal was up 250 to 486.70 a short ton, while soy oil lost 21 cents to 62.12 a pound. Agriculture producers received more for their goods in December, while the prices paid were unchanged, according to a report from the USDA. December prices received index rose 3.1% from November and 22% from the same month last year, previous year. How about that? The December prices received, our livestock producers saw the biggest increase in prices received, rose 4.9% from November and 25% from December of 2021. Meat animal prices were down 0.7% monthly, but up 12% annually. The government's dairy index fell 3.5% monthly, but was up 14% from December of 2021. The USDA's crop production index rose 1.1% month to month and 21% annually, led by grain and oilseed prices received that were up 2.4% month to month and 16% year over year. Feed grain prices received were up 1.4% and food grain was up 1.7% from the previous months. Those prices jumped 20% and 8.9% respectively on an annual basis. Here we go. Eggs. How about this? Egg market prices received shot up from 39% from November and more than 300% from the same month a year earlier to $4.77 a dozen. Food commodities received as a whole were 3.2% monthly and 27% annually. So anyway, all the ag products are up, but so is the inputs. Weather in the Midwest and the Southern Plains, ice and winter storm warnings are in effect for much of central and northern Texas, while a winter weather advisory has been issued for counties in the southern panhandle, according to the National Weather Service maps. In central Texas, more than a quarter inch of ice is expected through tomorrow morning, which likely will cause power outages and tree damage. In Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, where hard red winter wheat is overwintering, freezing rain, sleet, and snow are possible later this afternoon into Thursday. A light glaze of ice also is expected, which, like I said, I got an update about an hour ago. I don't think we're going to get any, but that's no guarantee. This weather is changing every hour. This storm has got all these weather people just don't know which way to turn their head. Further east in Arkansas, ice and snow are expected today and into tomorrow, according to the National Weather Service. Ice accumulations up to 0.35 inches or 35 hundredths of an inch or 350 one-thousandths of an inch is in the forecast. Bridges and overpasses could become slick, resulting in travel impacts this morning. Those impacts will continue through the day and especially into the overnight hours tonight. All right, when I come back, I got some more to talk about. It's the Day in Ag.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa Know How.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma. The typical gas station is like a 35-micron filter. We run 10-micron filters in all of our stuff. So when we load our bobtail and all that, we filter it through a 10-micron filter. I'm pretty prideful, and the last thing I want to do is hear that someone got water or dirt in their diesel and they had problems and burnt their motor up or something like that. That's the last thing I want to happen.
So how does your more stringent filtering, how does it help your customers save money?
Filters aren't cheap. Let's say over 3 years you change one filter, or in 3 years you change 10 filters. You know, I'm all about saving each penny, because that's all the pennies add up. That's where your profit is.
My name is Jamie Washburn.
My name is Daniel Bennett. Our company is called Flow Fuel. Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop.
Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyard's weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18-ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Well, something happened. The temperatures dropped 2 degrees here at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanit Center. Currently here at Elk City, we are at 30.9 degrees, 51% humidity. Let's check out what's happening. Let's pick a town out there. Let's go with Childress, Texas. Here's your current updated forecast. You're at 30 degrees, wind chills at 25, humidity's 57. The winds are out of the southeast at 5 miles an hour with gust up to 8 miles an hour, and your big old gust you had earlier was 11 miles an hour, and no precipitation today, actually none this month. Well, today's the first day of February, so that ain't saying much. Anyway, you had 736 minutes of sub-freezing minutes today. How about that? I'm sure you wanted to know that, but I gave it to you. 8-inch soil temperature in Childress, Texas right now is 37 degrees. So there you go. All right, let's see what's happening. We got, man, how did I miss this? Thank you, Dr. Mouse. Anyway, everybody that has done business with Stockman's Veterinary Clinic here in Elk City, surely you know who Ronnie is. She's Dr. Mouse's right hand down there. And anyway, it's her birthday today. I don't know how old she is. It doesn't matter. But anyway, I just want to say happy, happy birthday to Ronnie down there at Stockman's Veterinary Clinic. I hope you have a great one, because tomorrow's my birthday, and I think I become eligible for Social Security and Medicare tomorrow. I might be wrong. I'm not sure. Anyway, happy birthday, Ronnie. We hope you have a good one today. Hopefully, Taylor lets you off early, so we'll see how that goes. All right, let's move on. Let's see what's going on with current grain prices during the noon hour here. All I can tell you is everything is in the red, and I mean everything, except for wheat, cotton, and sugar. So anyway, let's check it out. Corn for March, 678. May, 676. And July, 665. Soybeans for March, 1516. May is 1512. July is 1503. Soybean meal for March, 481 even, a short ton. May is 466.50. And July is 455.10. Anyway, soybean oil is March, 60.48, 60.76 for May, and July, 60.73. Pretty even through there. Hard red winter wheat is the only thing in the grains that's actually in the green right now. March is 8.79, and May is 8.72. Oats, down 3 today, 3.91 for March, 3.83 for May. Man, I got to think about getting after this sowing oats, because the weather's going to warm up. Looks like, according to the forecast, starting tomorrow, I think tomorrow night's the last night of sub-freezing weather temperatures at night for the next 10 days. I mean, 36 is supposed to be the low after tomorrow night. So if you got some moisture, it might be time. Cotton for March is at 86 cents, so is May. Sugar, my old sugar baby over there at Dale High. Almost 22 cents a pound. You better get the old harvester greased up and warmed up, buddy, because that's you better take advantage of that. That's 3 cents higher than it was 2 years ago. Anyway, live cattle for February, 158.55. April's 162.32. June, 158.67. August, 158.35. Feeder cattle for March, 183.50. April's 187.97. Lean hogs, February, 74.60. April's 83.90. May is 93.42. Oil's in the red today. West Texas Intermediates at 76.34 a barrel, down almost $2.50. And natural gas is just, man, dropping like a fly for the last month. It's March is 251 per thousand cubic feet. I guess that's the way they go that. The Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all of them are in the red today. Not terrible, but they are in the red. So there you have it. All right, let's see what happened at Woodward yesterday. Not big sales. Winter weather's kind of got the sale barn slowed down a little bit. And it is January and February, so it should be. All right. Total receipts at Woodward yesterday was 168 head compared to 175 head last week. But at this point last year, they had over 500 head in there. Things are slowing down. Compared to last week, with winter cold weather in the areas, limited in receipts, slaughter cows are $4 to $10 higher. Slaughter bulls are $5 higher. Demand was moderate. Cows in the breaker range, looks like they had about 21 head there. Weights anywhere, average weights was anywhere from 1340 to 1427, and they were bringing anywhere from 93 to $1.29. So that's pretty good. 129 per 100 weight was the highest, but looks like average was over $100 per 100 weight, so pretty good. Boner cows, looks like they had about 15 head there, anywhere from 1165 to 1247 weights, and 88 to 101 was the prices, and 9227 was the average price. Lean cows, they had almost 30 head, weigh anywhere from 942 to 1212. 88.60 was a high. Average price on the lightweights was 81.23, and on the average on the regulars was 82.68. On the bulls, what do we have here? Had a little over 10 head exactly. Weights were anywhere from lightest one I seen was 1322. 2000 was the heaviest bull. Average weight on the big group of bulls was 1864, and they averaged out 115.61. That was the high end, and the average on the 1663s was 101.85. So still some good solid prices there. And let's see here, did they have any bred cows? Yeah, they had a few. One, $1,500. So anyway, that was it. Well, this weather clears up, sale barns ought to get back to normal. Hobart, I'm sure they had theirs today. I never did see anything that they weren't going to. Tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow's Thursday, so Woodward will be having their weekly feeder calf sale. Then we'll get back to Mr. Brandon Hickey here in Elk City on Friday. Hollis will be having theirs Saturday, and then we'll be ready to start all over next Monday. We'll have Western Oklahoma, we'll have the Beaver, we'll have Woodward cow sale, we'll have Fairview. We got all kinds of things going on in the real world. I did see where Fairview's got their new website up, so you have to get on their Facebook page and check that out, and go to that link. It was a pretty cool link. Before I go to break here, I wanted to talk about something that's coming up here in Elk City, February the 13th at 6:30 at the Elk City City Hall here on 3rd Street. Not hard to find the big elk downtown there. Anyway, it's the land grab 3030. And I know some people I've talked to about this have just shook their head, but this is pretty serious stuff. They had this meeting up at Visai here a while back, and you really need to stay on top of it, just like the WOTUS on the water deal. You need to just stay on top of it, attend it, see what's going on, and don't just go off what you read on social media or all this stuff, but Angel Cushing, she's from up there around Emporia, Kansas, will be speaking about her experience in working to retain her property rights. And I'm going to tell you something. My daughter and son-in-law don't live too far from Emporia, and they back up to one of these national heritage areas that the feds have done. And thank goodness for Angel and some other people, or things could have got uglier around that community, because my son-in-law was even saying that it was stupid what they were not going to be able to do to their property on because of this national heritage area. So check this out. Oklahoma landowners, this could affect you and your private property rights. National lands are being expanded, and they are in some states right now with boundaries that include private property. This is being done through the National Heritage Area and other programs in western Oklahoma. The Chisholm Trail and Great Western Trail have been identified as land to incorporate in the National Park Service Trail. And as some of you know, that trail runs right through parts of western Oklahoma. The federal government is implementing a 30 by 30 executive order to incorporate 30% of the land into the United States into federal control by 2030. So please attend this meeting. Don't be shaking your head and telling me I'm silly and all this stuff. Go to this meeting yourself, February 13th at 6:30 at the Elk City City Hall, and find out for yourself. How about that? All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erick. Call 526-3070.
Barnice & Ford in Elk City has huge news. The deals are back and the inventory is arriving daily. Plus, we're offering as low as 0% financing on most Ford SUVs, Escapes, Edges, and Explorers, all starting at 0% plus customer cash. And let's not stop there. How about as low as 0% financing on 22 and 23 F-150s? They're coming in daily. All new models and great savings. Now that's the Barber Dyson difference. BarberDysonFord.net.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Report for Monday, January 30th. I'm Drew Cobb. 246 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 368 brought 213. 45 at 603 brought 200. 45 at 699 brought 185. 3 head of heifers at 555 brought 158. 7 at 576 brought 172. 7 at 581 brought 177. Butcher cows were 38-100. Butcher bulls brought 89-106. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. That's exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. That's Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. And since I got a little extra time here, why not a Jimmy Clark joke or three? You know, I hear Jimmy Clark doesn't read books. He stares them down until he gets the information he wants. You know, time waits for no man unless that man is Jimmy Clark. You know, if you spell Jimmy Clark in Scrabble, you win. Forever.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Oh, I think Drew Cobb just wants to be an ag guy. All he does is talk about me, and then his bipolar person that he sings with. He sings about Jimmy. I don't know. Should I be worried? Should I be concerned? Is he a stalker? I don't know. We'll figure that out. Okay, let's check out the forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and northeastern parts of Texas Panhandle and a little southern part of Kansas there around Ashland and protection. I'm picking Sealing, Oklahoma today, 30 degrees, 23 is wind chill, humidity's 47, the winds are light, 7 miles an hour out of the southeast with gusts up to 10, nothing worth talking about. Sunrise 7:38, sunset 6:02. The days are getting longer. I just love it. I hate them short days. Today, mostly cloudy and 38. Tonight, 23. Tomorrow, 50. Tomorrow night, it's going to cool down, though. 18 degrees, and that's it. I mean, from what I see in the long rangers, there's really not any freezing temperatures. Maybe right at it. But anyway, Friday, 51 and mostly sunny. Saturday, partly sunny, 61 with winds out of the southwest, 22, 24 with wind gusts up to 30. So it'll still feel a little chilly out there. Sunday looks perfect, 62 degrees and no wind. That's your forecast for Sealing, Oklahoma. Okay, where do we go to from here? Oh, I got this little report from Georgia on peanuts, and I like to talk about peanuts because we do have quite a few peanut farmers here in Beckham County. Georgia's peanut acreage could increase back up to 700,000 acres, if not more, for the 23 season. That will depend on how farmers approach their cotton acreage. As everybody knows, cotton prices haven't been very good here in the last 6 months. Scott Mumford, University of Georgia Extension peanut agronomist, discussed the crop during the recent Georgia Peanut Farm Show. Whether we go up or not will be indicative of what cotton does. If you look at the cotton market right now, it's somewhat suppressed. If I'm a grower looking at what to do, what has always paid back, I'm probably going to think about bumping my acres a little bit for peanuts. We got some growers that never move. We got a lot of them that fluctuate. I think we have room to inch back closer to that 700 or a little better than that. It just all depends on corn for a little bit, but also what cotton does. Georgia growers produced 678,000 acres last year. We're not going to carry over as much as what was predicted. I think we have a good chance to start off the year good as far as maybe some contracts that are in decent area. Who knows? From what I hear, it might start off good. Who knows? If our prices are decent and cotton is low, we could see us go back to over 700,000 acres of peanuts. That's a lot of nuts there. So anyway, little report out of there. And then, okay. I told you guys I'd keep you up to date on what's going on with WOTUS. That's the waters of the United States. The cattle industry convention has kicked off already this week in New Orleans, and one major topic that will be discussed is the water of the United States, the WOTUS rules, we call it. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, and 16 other farm and builders groups are not waiting around for the Supreme Court to clarify the definition of WOTUS as they filed lawsuits in federal courts, and I know I've told you guys about them. The NCBA notes that the lawsuit against the EPA for its final WOTUS rule is an attack on farmers and ranchers and says it lacks common sense. Well, the Chief Counsel Mary Thompson for the NCBA, or Mary Thomas Hart says the EPA rule does exempt some farm features like drainage ditches, stock ponds, and prior converted farmland, but not those like streams that only flow when it rains. But why a lawsuit now when the Supreme Court may narrow the definition of WOTUS when it rules in the Sackett versus the EPA in a few months? Well, let's see what she has to say here.
The lack of certainty in this final rule, that subjecting a lot of features to case-by-case determinations, really means that we're not any better off than we started.
What she had to say. So it's really the truth. So I'll keep you guys up to date on the WOTUS when we hear something, and I'm sure something will come out of the NCBA that they got going on down in New Orleans this week. So we'll keep a lid on that. Also, I'm going to remind you guys every day this week, because I want lots of people to attend this meeting, the 4-county alfalfa meeting, Tuesday, February 7th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. here in Elk City at the Western Technology Center. Meal will be provided by Farm Credit of Elk City. Please RSVP a spot by calling Beckham County OSU Extension Office at 580-928-2139. Or email Greg Hartman at okstate.edu. These guys from Beckham County, Custer County, Roger Mills, Ouachita County, Christy, Dan, Larry, and Greg, they're all putting this on, and this is a really good program for alfalfa growers. I think we're losing a little bit of alfalfa every year in the United States, people not growing it for all kinds of different various reasons, you know, lack of water out west, and I don't know. I think it's a really good crop. I'm getting ready to think about starting to put my alfalfa back in next year after giving my land a rest for 2 years. So anyway, program includes speakers on fertilization, insects, disease, weeds, livestock, economics, and marketing. So anyway, it'd be a great meeting. Go 5 hours Tuesday, next Tuesday, actually, February the 7th. Give Greg Hartman, give any of your local guys a call. They're here in Beckham, Custer. And you can be from outside these counties. These guys are just putting it on. So if you're up there at Woodward or you're up there around Sealing, down around Hollis, or even clear down there at Cooperton, please attend this meeting if you want to. It's open. You just need to RSVP. How about that? Also coming up, we got next Monday, the Southeast District of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association district meetings will be happening at McAllister. And then next Tuesday, February 7th, Southwest District at Lawton, Comanche County Fairgrounds. All these start at 6 p.m., vendor and sponsor visitation, and then the meetings begin at 6:30 with a steak dinner. Ha, imagine that. Anyway, see, you got time to go to the alfalfa meeting Tuesday and head on down to Lawton and go to the OCA. And then February 9th will be the Northwest District meeting at Woodward County Fairgrounds there in Woodward. And we got three more coming up, February 13th, 20th, and 23rd, but I'll discuss them next week. We're going to take a break. When I come back, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction, Woodward, Oklahoma. For sale this Thursday, February the 2nd. It's hard to tell how many. Give us a call to find out what time we'll start. From Woodward, we got 40 steers and heifers of 5. Sealing got 50 steers and heifers 6 to 7. Moreland got 60 heifers 7.5. Winoka, 50 steers at 7. Gage, we got 303 heifers 6.5 to 7.5. Seymour, Texas, 70 steers and heifers 5.5 to 6.5. Moreland, 300 steers for 6 to 7. And Thomas, 85 steers 8.5. Extremely good cow and bull slaughter market on Tuesday, selling the best flesh $65 and a bull's top $116. We'll see you this Thursday. Thanks again, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local high-pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in Southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Good afternoon, once again, all you great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 27th. 724 head were sold, 3 head of steers at 400 brought 237.50, 12 at 420 brought 235, 6 at 434 brought 230, 4 at 485 brought 208, 26 at 510 brought 210, 22 at 519 brought 198, 5 at 614 brought 191, 7 head of heifers at 346 brought 207, 9 at 419 brought 203, 11 at 493 brought 187. 50, 8 at 533 brought 184, 7 at 545 brought 174, 5 at 585 brought 171, 6 at 680 brought 161. Butcher cows were 52 to 97.50, butcher bulls brought 75 to 114, bred cows were 735 to 1635, pairs brought 1310 to 1425. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale is happening February 22nd at 12:30 at the ranch near Leedy, selling 152-year-old bulls. Sires include Deer Valley Growth Fund, Monin Dakota 2528, and Baldridge Alternatives E125. Several other sires represented, also selling commercial females carrying GC genetics. The Quartermaster Creek Spring Bull Sale happening Wednesday, February 22nd at 12:30 at Quartermaster Creek Ranch southwest of Leedy. You can also view the sale and bid online. For videos and sale information, log on to quartermastercreek.com.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, I just got a couple of texts in that I want to talk to you about real quick. We're missing a goat and sheep dog, a guardian dog, 7.25 miles north of Elk City on Randall's. He's an Angolian and a great parent. Pyrenees, I can't even talk today. Cross, he is whitish in color, short hair, has a black collar on, been missing for about 4 days, and she really wants him back. So if anybody sees a pup up there, one of the guardian dogs, please contact her. Number is 878-077. 878-0077 if you see a dog in that area. Them pups are everything. So anyway, we've got that going on. A person is looking for a 1-round bale of grass hay for their horses here in the Elk City area. If you have one that you would like to sell them, 821-2626. 821-2626. That'd help them out. All right, let's get on with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Who am I going to pick today? Let's see here. Let's go with Mangum. How about that? I don't think I've done Mangum in a week or so. Winter weather advisory till 6 a.m. February 2nd. Tomorrow is still in effect for the Mangum area. They're in Greer County. Currently 31 with a wind chill at 25. Humidity's 48%. The winds are out of the south at 6 miles an hour. No gusts. We have today cloudy, 34 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain and freezing rain. I think they've taken that out, but let's just keep it in there in case. All right, low of 25 tomorrow. Chance of wintry mix, 30%, 44 degrees. Tomorrow night, 21 for low. Friday, 47. Saturday, 58 with high winds from the south. And Sunday, it's picnic day. Thaw you some steaks out. Get ready to have your barbecue Sunday. Sunny and 62 degrees with no wind. That sounds like a wonderful forecast. All right. Anyway, I hope, if anybody sees a dog missing up there north of Elk, 7 1/4, if I read that right, north of Elk on Randall. Anyway, white dog with a black collar on it, and it's a guardian dog for her sheep and goats, and she really needs him back. So it'd be great to find out. Okay, here's the bull sale I'm going to talk about today. It's the OK&T Angus Breeders Association 82nd annual sale. It's coming up Wednesday, February 17th. Be 2 weeks from tomorrow, I guess. At 1 o'clock at the Fairgrounds Pavilion in Buffalo, Oklahoma. 73 registered Angus lots, 48 bulls, 12 open females, and 11 bred females and 2 pairs. For catalogs, contact Danny Jenkins, Secretary of the OK&T, at 580-938-1094. Or go to www.oktangus.com. And they have live auctions on, that also. Anyway, more information, just go to www.oktangus.com. Anyway, Denny was on the show yesterday with Mrs. Lucas and with Linda. And so anyway, he's got some bulls coming up in the sale this Saturday at Cheyenne. Be great. All right, what else we got to talk about? Oh, it was Hay Day Tuesday yesterday, and I didn't get to talk about hay prices. And you know I'm a big fan of hay prices. All right, let's check out some alfalfa prices. Looking briefly through here on these prices, California, $370 to $478 per ton on premium. Colorado's $310 per ton on premium. Iowa's $200 to $345. Kansas is $246 to $425, both of those being delivered. Missouri is $180 to $300. Oklahoma is $275 to $380. And Texas is $366 to $433. And then Wyoming, $285 to $350. And those are all on premium. But one thing I did note is in Kansas, good alfalfa is still bringing up to $325 a ton, and that's not delivered. That's just what you're getting. And also, Oklahoma had some that sold for $310 a ton, and that was delivered, though. That's about it. Let's go on down here to other, and which is grass, basically. Let's check out. Let's see who's number one. Not a whole lot of sales going on, but Oregon, man, they really love their grass hay out there because they'll pay for it. $330 to $400 a ton for grass. And that's not delivered. That's premium grass. And even on the good grass, they'll give $330 a ton for it. That's what it's selling for. Let's check out Iowa's $218 to $300 per ton on premium grass. Kansas is $140 to $225. Missouri, $175. No grass sales reported in Oklahoma. And Texas, $240 per ton to $410, and that $410 was delivered. And also on good in Texas, quality hay, $130 to $350 delivered. There you go. How about that? All right, let's get rid of that. So you guys know what's coming up. We got deadlines coming up. And most farmers that grow corn, soybeans, or other major crops like wheat or cotton, blah, 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 will be making their decision between the agriculture risk coverage, the ARC, and the price loss coverage, PLC. PLC is a price program that only pays if the final mid-year average price drops below an effective reference price. ARC is a combination of price and county yield similar to the RPC, which was the Revenue Protection Crop Insurance. It only pays if the final revenue is at least 14% lower than the benchmark revenue. The 2014 Farm Bill first introduced the ARC and PLC with a reference price. The 2018 Farm Bill allowed the reference price to increase up to 15%. That is why it is now called the effective reference price. Most of the major crops will still need to see a major increase in cash prices for the reference price to increase. Some other crops, such as chickpeas, have seen their price increase up to 15% maximum. Here's you an example, because there's a lot of people out there that they just depend on their FSA person, just pick one, and don't really get with the program on the ARC and PLC. So that's why I thought I'd go over a little bit with you today. We are starting to see some increase, this is an example, in the Olympic Cup average price that is used for a benchmark revenue. As an example, the corn Olympic average price for 2022 crop year was $3.70, which is also the reference price. The Olympic average price cannot drop below the reference price. Olympic average takes the last 5 years of the price and yield and eliminates the high and the low. Finally, in 2023, we see the Olympic average price now has increased from $3.70 to $3.98. If we assume that the final 22-23 mid-year average price is $6.80, the current FSA projection, then the benchmark price for 24 corn will increase to $4.74, average of $3.70, $4.53, and $6 even. This will likely make it easier to pick ARC for the 2024 crop. However, we are dealing with a 23 crop sign up, and this is more problematic. So there you go. I don't know if that helped you, confused you, or whatever, but there's your deal on that. But here's another thing. This guy projects, here's some projections he's got on the ARC PLC. Let's review how much yields would need to go down in order for ARC to make a payment. Let's assume the county yield on corn, for example, is 200 bushels per acre. Benchmark revenue is equal to $796. That's 200 bushels times 398, and guaranteed revenue is 86% of the number, or 685 rounded. FSA is not estimating the 23 mid-year price yet, but let's assume that that average at the current December 23 is 586. In order for the final revenue to be less than 685 with a price of 586, the final county yield would need to be about 117 bushels. The chance of this happening is pretty slim at best, since final yields would need to be 83 bushels less, or about a 40% reduction. It can happen, but it's not likely. For the PLC to pay, the mid-year price would have to drop from 586 to less than 370. If that occurred, the last thing you'd want to do is to collect a PLC payment. However, SCO is only allowed if you elect PLC. Bottom line for 2023, if you have multiple farms, it might be wise to hedge your bets and elect PLC on some and on ARC on others. Or if you want SCO, make sure to elect PLC. The chances of either paying this year is very remote, at least for corn and soybeans and maybe even wheat. So there you go. I hope that clarifies up a little bit of something that's going on. All right. One last thing before we go. Yep. I got, where do you go? Oh, cattle feeder and packers were in standoff most of the week last week, with beef packers able to push the Monday-Thursday average lower for five direct marketing areas, falling $1.23 to $153.84. Cash trading was described as moderate in both the north and the south. Cattle in the north traded at 248 dressed, which was steady with the previous week. Cattle in the south traded at 156 per hundred weight, called $1 higher. This week's estimated cattle slaughter reached 659,000 head, up 4,000 head from the comparable year-ago figures, despite the feedlot population running about 3% under the last year. Feeder cattle were mixed from $2 lower to $2 higher. Calves traded in a wide range from $4 higher to $3 lower. at the CME near February. Live cattle ended unchanged at 156.72. That marked a weekly rise of 10 cents, with the January futures expiring 179.57 Thursday. Nearby March feeder futures advanced 62 cents to 183.47, which represented a 250 weekly advance. Wholesale beef prices declined also. So anyway, cattle feeders are anticipating stronger prices in the weeks ahead. So that's a positive note. You guys have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Jill and Jancy, or one of the others, they're going to be in tomorrow to help me with the show. We should have some fun. Thanks for joining me today. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.